Thank you, Gary, and good morning. Sheriff's detectives have arrested a man in connection with a suspected homicide after the body of a 33-year-old man was found in McKinleyville. Detectives arrested 21-year-old Michael Uravish at a residence on Highland Street in Eureka on Wednesday afternoon. Uravish, a resident of both McKinleyville and Eureka, was booked on suspicion of murder. Detectives interviewed witnesses who found the body north of C Street in McKinleyville, an area known as the Baldy area. The body was found next to a trail, and based on witness statements and the wounds, the case is being treated as homicide. The name of the deceased has not been released pending notification of next of kin, and anyone with information is asked to contact Detective Todd Fulton at the Sheriff's Office. The Sheriff's Office is looking for a Miranda resident. Stephen Walker has more.
While 50-year-old Neil Kemp of Miranda was in court on Wednesday dealing with a previous narcotics arrest by the California Highway Patrol, the sheriff's tip line received a call that Kemp's car, which was parked near the courthouse, contained drugs. A deputy and a canine unit were dispatched to the scene, and the trained narcotics dog did get a hit from Kemp's car. While that was ongoing, Kemp arrived at his vehicle and was contacted by the deputy, and Kemp asked what was going on. The deputy told him and asked if he consented to a further search. Kemp declined and was allowed to leave the scene on foot while the deputy got a search warrant. A search of the vehicle turned up nearly 25 grams of crystal methamphetamine, 17 grams of suspected heroin, and cash. Kemp is now wanted by law enforcement. He's an adult white male, 50 years old, 6 feet tall, 155 pounds, with brown eyes and blonde hair. Anyone with information is asked to contact the sheriff's office. With KINS News, I'm Stephen Walker.
Detectives from the Mendocino County Sheriff's Office identified the victim of a homicide at a remote location on Spy Rock Road near Laytonville as 23-year-old Upper Lake resident Hugo Olea Lopez. According to an autopsy, Olea Lopez died as a result of a single gunshot wound to the torso. He had been camping at the location while managing a marijuana grow. His body was found near 300 or so freshly cut marijuana plants. The investigation is still underway, but detectives have yet to determine a motive or identify any suspects in connection to the murder. Anyone with information is asked to contact the Mendocino County Sheriff's Office. On Thursday, a federal court ordered Governor Jerry Brown and the state of California to release 9,300 inmates in order to meet with federal court orders regarding overcrowding in state facilities. That's according to the Associated Press. Governor Brown is going to appeal the decision, but the judges left little room for maneuver, saying that the prisoners must be released by the end of the year regardless of state or local law. The decision is part of an ongoing lawsuit filed against California over conditions in the prison system and could place an even greater burden on counties under AB 109. Those counties are now housing inmates who normally would have gone back to prison for new crimes or probation violations. You're listening to KINS North Coast News. We'll be right back after this.
All right, move him out.
What's up, Sarge?
Gotta leave here. See that sticker?
No, I'm blind.
Me too. But Queenie told me it says Humboldt Termite and Pest Control.
So?
Being termites, we can't stay. Matter of fact, most of us won't make it out of here.
It's tough being a termite.
It sure is, mate. Even harder with Humboldt Termite and Pest Control on the job.
I wish I worked for them.
Right. Let's go, mates! Keep it moving!
Call Humboldt Termite and Pest Control today, 442-4334.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. The state legislature may have passed a budget bill on time for the third consecutive year, but for agencies across the state, the details of that budget are still unclear, particularly when it comes to education. Eureka City School Superintendent Fred Van Vleck has his concerns about the budget plan and whether or not promises to give more control to local officials will happen.
Well, the thing that's interesting in the new budget is what the cornerstone is. And the cornerstone of the new budget for education specifically is a local control funding formula. And so the thing that's really up in the air and the big question right now is the title of that, local control, really going to come to fruition?
The state has indicated it wants to return more control to local school boards and officials, but that control still comes with strings attached.
99% of the decisions, I think, can be made on a local level with local school boards. The problem is what California has done is they said, okay, local school boards, make your decision, but let me tie your hands behind your back first.
Van Vleck also said that it's unclear if the state will add restrictions on how money can be spent after school boards have made their spending plans. And that's the news on this Friday morning. For KINS News and Information, I'm Dan Squire.